tonight's Santee City Council meeting could determine the future of license plate reader technology in the city. The council is considering a one-year, $18,000 pilot program for 6 automated license plate readers that would integrate with the existing network at Las Colinas detention facility.
This debate encapsulates the tension between public safety and privacy that many communities face. Council members and sheriff's representatives argue these cameras help solve crimes by tracking vehicles connected to criminal activity. Privacy advocates worry about data retention, sharing with other agencies, and the potential for surveillance overreach.
The pilot program's modest scope, 6 cameras for $18,000, suggests the city wants to test effectiveness before making a larger commitment. But once this technology is deployed, it tends to expand. Neighboring jurisdictions that started with pilot programs now have dozens of readers.
Construction continues on Santee's long-awaited $26.8 million community center, adjacent to the Cameron YMCA on Riverwalk Drive. This is a 2,500-square-foot, two-story facility being built in 2 phases by Barnhart Reese Construction.
The project has required the city to draw $6.6 million from reserves to cover cost overruns, money they expect to recoup through future development impact fees. The YMCA footbridge is closed throughout summer 2026, and parking is limited due to construction.
Cost overruns on public projects aren't unusual, but $6.6 million on a $26.8 million project represents a 25% increase. That's significant for a city Santee's size and raises questions about initial project planning and contractor selection.
Tomorrow brings better news. The 2026 Santee Summer Concert Series kicks off at Town Center Community Park East with The Pistol Blonde, a tribute to women of country music featuring songs from Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, Shania Twain, and Carrie Underwood.
These free Thursday evening concerts run through August 13th and represent exactly the kind of community programming residents expect from their local government. It's also the kind of service that builds civic engagement and quality of life.
The City of Santee and Santee School District recently co-hosted an e-bike forum addressing the growing use of electric bikes. This partnership approach makes sense. Schools deal with e-bike safety during the day, while the city handles infrastructure and traffic enforcement.
E-bikes are transforming transportation options, particularly for teenagers and older adults. But they also create new challenges around speed limits, helmet requirements, and interactions with pedestrians and traditional cyclists.
With summer starting, and tomorrow being the last day of school for Santee School District, we're likely to see increased e-bike usage. The Teen Center opens for summer programming on Friday, providing supervised activities as an alternative to unsupervised street riding.
Now, let's examine the most confident claim in today's coverage, that the advanced water purification facility will meet up to 30% of East County's drinking water needs. What if we're wrong about that projection?
That's a crucial question. The 11.5 million gallons daily capacity is based on current population and usage patterns. But East County is still growing, and climate change could increase per capita water demand as temperatures rise.
There's also the assumption that the technology will work as advertised. This is California's first surface water augmentation project using this method. While the technology is proven elsewhere, local conditions, water quality, seasonal variations, operational challenges could affect actual output.
If we're wrong, the early warning sign would be the facility consistently producing below capacity during its first full year of operation. Watch for quarterly reports from the participating water districts about actual versus projected production.
Another vulnerability is public acceptance. If residents remain skeptical about purified water despite safety assurances, political pressure could limit the facility's role, even if it meets technical specifications.
The key metric to track is the percentage of each district's water supply actually coming from this facility by 2028. If it's significantly below 30%, that suggests either technical limitations or demand growth exceeded projections.